Boondog Show, and we've got a full studio in here, all in each corner of the room, and it's kind of weird being so far away from each other.
Think by now you'd be used to it.
You would think we'd be used to it. I will never get used to it. I will never be used to a mask. On Facebook the other day, I said, I am so confused. The other day, I got into my car, took off my sunglasses, and put my mask on.
Maybe that's from lack of oxygen from wearing two masks. You don't need to be so fearful.
I don't think it was from that, but regardless, I'm like, I get in there and I put my take them off and I put my mask on. I'm like, what the hell am I doing? So Nicole Galata is in there. She's a photographer and a fantastic photographer, and we've got her in because she's going to do some graphic work for us and take some photos for our websites and all that good stuff. And we're very, very proud to have her because she's fantastic. And Laura Russ, and of course of Captain Emo's, is also here in the studio. And God, with so many people, it takes a whole minute just to do the quick introduction of who's right in here. But Nicole, I will come to you for a second, talk to you about photo. You were on the show before. We talked about this stuff, and I guess tell me a little bit about the stuff that you do for photography.
All right, so I'm the owner of Galata Imagery. You can find me on Facebook. I do a lot of family photos, weddings, birthday parties, all kinds of stuff.
Mm-hmm. So, there it is. That's our quick plug. She does all kinds of stuff. We had a little meeting before our recording, and I said, come on in and hang out with us. So she's hanging out in the studio also. Laura Russ, and I hear things are still popping up a little later today.
Oh,
right?
I like that. Did you hear
that's
that?
That's a good one. Yeah, we're having our second sub shop throwback pop up.
Yes.
Take two. And it went fantastic.
Yeah. I had one of them Moondog subs too. I got an idea for it too because.
You did have a Moondog?
I did.
Really?
We went down into Captain Nemo's and took advantage of that. And I said, I got to try the Moondog sub. Yeah. And I know last week you were still, it was a little too hot for you. It wasn't too hot for me, but.
I bet you they backed off just a touch on the barbecue sauce.
Under development, but no.
I don't think so anymore. I think we got it narrowed down. It's pretty good.
What's your suggestion?
My suggestion, in some of the Italian beef places and stuff, they serve what's called a combo. And it's for people that can't decide if they want an Italian sausage or Italian beef. And they put both on the same sandwich. And since it's a moon dog, why don't you make it a combo? Put Italian sausage on there with the Italian beef.
That's actually kind of funny that you say that. I really wouldn't want them mixed that way because that's not the kind of guy that I am. But I said that to Laura. I said, if we did it and did the barbecue sauce on the side and did a cup of au jus, right, you could cut it in half and you have two different sandwiches with a stroke of a knife.
Wow, very symbiotic. Just because sometimes you do video and sometimes you do radio.
I think it's more because I can never make a decision.
Oh.
And then because, oh man, which one do I get? Now I have both of them. So I think that's kind of why I thought that was a good thing. So, all right, well, that's kind of cool. But so we're still popping up here on tonight.
Yeah.
Today at noon it starts, right?
Yes.
Yeah, right. I know it's so very confusing.
Saturday, Sunday.
Yes, I've been actually trying to go through this whole show trying to say that we're pre-recorded, and Laura does not help me on that at
I'm
all.
I'm so confused.
I know. I think I named an episode that. Well, of course, if you get a chance, check out the Dale Robbie Band, which we've got websites that are up for Dale Robbie Band now, Mason.
Would that be DaleRobbie.com?
That would be that one. And then, of course, this last weekend, I actually did three websites, a Moondog site. I did one for the radio show, but I'm not going to give that one out yet because it's not quite done. There's some stuff I want to do with these photos that Nicole's going to do, and they're going to be just on display on the website. So we'll launch that hopefully next week if we're able to get that scheduled here in the next few days.
How exciting.
Yeah, that's very, very exciting. Yeah. Yeah. So I have made a very conscious effort that we're going to up our game this year. Even if we don't move to a bigger or we, go to any other stations or whatever, we're going to up our game. So we're ready to do so when that does happen. I think that sounds like the plan at the moment.
Well, yes, with this new awesome look.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and you'll know, you can see all three of those websites. So, and then of course, moondogpro.net is the website for the video business. And you can actually get to all of them through each of them. So I've kind of got them all set. They all kind of look somewhat similar. So they all have a consistent marketing look. If you're on the Moondog Pro, it's just enough different, but it looks the same. So you're always kind of connected to ours.
Nice.
Yeah. And of course, the MoondogPro.net or the Moondog Productions site has tons of video. So if anybody has questions, because otherwise they ask me, what kind of video do you do? I can say there are about 40 videos on that page right there. Go to that and you can see all the different kinds. And hopefully if none in there kind of matches what you want to do, use your imagination, because we can make anything, anything. So, all right, Spotify, send us a penny, Mason.
All right.
You're not going to do it?
We'll send you a penny?
Yeah, we're up to $4.14 now.
All right, so folks, if you want to spend somebody else's money to contribute to the show a penny at a time, all you got to do is go to Spotify and listen to, go stream them albums. There's four albums of Dale Robbie on there.
Yeah, Dale Robbie Band. What's actually kind of cool is after we played the other songs last week, those songs that we played jumped straight up into the most popular songs.
Well, you should probably do your own little Casey Kasem top 20 or something with your Dale Robbie songs.
Yeah, you know what? I did already do four albums in a year. I can already do a best of all in the first year that I started making albums.
His top five.
Yeah, three from each one, and I've got a 12 best of album already. I thought that was kind of funny. James Snyder, our good friend, also said that would be kind of funny, too. Actually, it was kind of his idea. He goes, hey, you've already got four albums, which is more than most people do. You can do a best of in your first year.
There you go.
Go James.
Go James. So, yeah, James, shout out to you, by the way, because you're a heck of a guy, and I had a great conversation with him the other day. I thought he was done talking to me for a while, but he called me, and it was nice. So
I told you it wouldn't be a year, didn't I?
No. Well, he said he was going to do his, he was going on a hiatus to write music, but I don't think, yeah, well, we'll see how all that works. So, James, I hope all is well with you. All right. Well, I guess I think we have to move on to another break already here. And when we come back, Renee, Keeping It Real Trailer, who does a South Haven chat line, a class of 89, we're going to call her on the phone and talk about why she does that. And I haven't talked to Renee, I don't think, since high school. 30 years ago.
She wasn't at their 50th reunion.
I mean, the 30th reunion.
No, I meant because they're all turning 50. That's why
like
I made that mistake.
Right. It was a
30th reunion.
I don't really remember, and it's not because I wouldn't remember her. It's because I...
We're intoxicated.
I don't know. Oh. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, that's what's coming up on Rob Bird's Moondog Show right after the break.